Maria, are there different degrees in purgatory?
Yes, there is a great difference of degree of moral suffering. Each soul has a unique suffering, particular to it. There are many degrees.
Do the poor souls know what is going to happen in the world?
Yes, not everything, but many things.
Do these souls tell you sometimes what is going to happen?
They simply say that there is something around the corner, but they don't say what. They only say what is necessary for people's conversion.
Maria, are the sufferings in purgatory more painful than the most painful sufferings on earth?
Yes, but in a symbolic way. It hurts more in the soul.
I guess it's very difficult to describe. Does Jesus himself come to purgatory?
No soul has ever told me so. It is the Mother of God who comes. Once I asked a poor soul if she could go to look for a soul I had been asked to find out about. She replied, "No, it is the Mother of Mercy who tells us about it." Also, the souls in heaven do not come to purgatory. On the other hand, the angels are there, St. Michael, and each soul has its guardian angel with it.
Fantastic! The angels are with us. But what do the angels do in purgatory?
They relieve suffering and provide comfort. The souls can even see them.
Amazing! If this goes on, Maria, you're almost going to make me want to go to purgatory with all these stories of angels. Now, another question. You know, many people today believe in reincarnation. What do the souls tell you concerning this subject?
The souls say that God gives only one life.
Only one life? But some would say that just one life is not enough to know God and to have the time to be really converted. That it is not fair.
All people have an interior faith, I mean in their conscience, even if they don't practice. They recognize God implicitly. Someone who does not believe that does not exist. Each soul has a conscience to recognize good and evil, a conscience given by God, an inner knowledge. In different degrees, of course, but each one knows how to discern good from evil. With this conscience, each soul can become blessed.
What happens to people who have committed suicide? Have you ever been visited by these people?
Up to now, I have never encountered the case of a suicide who was lost. This doesn't mean, of course, that that doesn't exist. But often, the souls tell me that the most guilty were those around them, when they were negligent or spread calumny.
At this moment, I asked Maria if the soul regretted having committed suicide. She answered, yes. Often, suicide is due to illness. These souls do regret their act because, as they see things in the light of God, they understand instantly all the graces that were in store for them during the time remaining for them to live. And they do see this time which remained for them, sometimes months or years, and they also see all the souls they could have helped by offering the rest of their lives to God. In the end, what hurts them most is to see the good that they could have done but did not, because they shortened their lives. But when the cause is illness, the Lord takes this to account, of course. Maria, have you been visited by souls who have destroyed themselves by drugs, overdosing, for example?
Yes, but they are not lost. It all depends on the cause of their drug taking. But they must suffer in purgatory.
If I tell you, for example, that I suffer too much in my body, in my heart, that it's too hard for me to take, and that I wish to die, what can I do?
This is very frequent. I would say, my God, I can offer this suffering to save souls. This gives renewed faith and courage. But no one says this anymore nowadays. We can also say that in doing this, the soul gains a great beatitude, a great happiness for heaven. In heaven, there are thousands of different types of happiness, but each one is a complete happiness. All desires are fulfilled. Each one knows he has deserved no more.
Maria, I'd like to ask you, have people from other religions, for example Jews, come to visit you?
Yes, they are happy. Anyone who lives his faith well is happy. But it is through the Catholic faith that we gain the most for heaven.
Maria, are sects or cults bad for the soul?
Oh, sects are very, very evil. Everything must be done to bring people out of them.
Are there priests in purgatory?
There are many. They did not promote respect for the Eucharist. So faith overall suffers. They are often in purgatory for having neglected prayer, which has diminished their faith. But there are also many who have gone straight to heaven.
Well, I guess so. What would you say then to a priest who really wants to live according to the heart of God?
I would advise him to pray much to the Holy Spirit and to say his rosary every day.